Acts chapter 3 is a story of a man who was lame since birth. He can't move, he can't walk, but he was able to talk. He called out Jesus' name. God intervened. God gave him a chance to move his feet and walk again. John chapter 14, 12 to 14, tells us the power and authority of Jesus. And if you ask Jesus of anything, if you ask Jesus of anything in Jesus' name, Jesus will do it. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Good morning. Our theme for today is, what is in the name? What is in your name? What is in my name? What's in Jesus' name? There's power when you heard your name. Or somebody calls out your name. You react very easily. Or you respond immediately. Which reminds me of a pastor who said, "Baba, will you stand up to pray?" And 10 guys stood up. The same thing with God, sisters and brothers. There is power when we call out the name of God. God responds immediately. God addresses us right away. There is power in the name. I discovered this many years ago. That in the Old Testament, there are at least 18 names for God. People have to call out God according to what they need. They call out God in many different names. Like for example, when you feel weak and you need strength, you call out the name of God, Jehovah Elohim, meaning God the Strong One. When you feel lost and wandering, you call out the name Jehovah the Shepherd, meaning a God to guide you and to lead you. If you have been sick and you need a touch and God's healing power, you call out the name Jehovah Rapha, meaning the Lord, your healer. When you feel restless with anxiety inside, with some tension internally, you need God to smooth that out. You have to call out the name Jehovah Shalom, meaning the Lord of peace. Oh, I need peace. Everybody needs peace. The world needs peace. People then had to call out God in different names. Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom. But in the New Testament, when Jesus came, God the Father gave all the power to Jesus. God the Father gave all His power to Jesus when you call and pray and ask in Jesus' name. Jesus is the Strong One. Jesus is the Shepherd. Jesus is the Great Provider. Jesus is the Healer. Jesus is the Lord of Peace. Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our joy. Jesus is our Comforter. Jesus is our Counselor. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus forgives. Jesus is merciful. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the Living Word. Jesus got them all. God the Father gave all the power and authority to Jesus. Amen. Simply just ask Jesus in His name, and Jesus will do it. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. In His name, by faith, He has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith which is through Jesus has given him perfect health in the presence of them all. Sisters and brothers, the name Jesus is not just a name. It's not like my name. It's not like your name. The name Jesus is far greater than any name. The name Jesus signifies presence, power, and authority of God. It enables us, empowers us, and strengthens us. Sisters and brothers, it is not our belief that make us well. It is the presence, the power, and authority by calling God in Jesus' name. John 14, 12 through 14 says clearly, "For we have been given authority in the name of Jesus. Very truly I tell you that the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do." Jesus did not only do wonderful things, did not only heal those who approached him, Jesus offered them his presence, his power, his authority. John 14, 14, "This will happen because I'm going to the Father and I will do whatever you ask in my name." This is Jesus speaking. If you ask anything in Jesus' name, Jesus said, "I will do it." John 14, 14. And take note of this verse in Acts chapter 3, verse 16. "We don't have what you need, but we give you what we have." I love it. I love it when it said, knowing what you have and what you don't have. I don't know about you, but I know what I don't have. But I know what I have. I know I have you. I have you since 2010. That's 5 long years. I have fallen in love with this place. I have fallen in love with the food. I have fallen in love with everyone. Oh, I love this. If you will ask me, "Do you love me, Romy?" I will say, "Yes, I do." "Do you love me, Romy?" "Yes, I do love you."
"We love you too."
Amen.
Thank you, Kelly. Now, what you have and knowing what you have done, or what you don't have, the disciples understood this. They said they didn't have possessions, but they gave all what they got. They had to really help this man. They got involved with him. Acts 3, 4 through 7. "And Peter directed his gaze at him with John and said, 'Look at us.' And they took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet made strong and well." Sisters and brothers, there is one way to be part of everything, and that is involvement. Peter and John look at this man intently. It is not casual interest. It is a focused attention. They grab him by the hand and raise him up. That's physical involvement. Sisters and brothers, I tell you, if you get involved with God, God gets involved with you. Amen?
Amen.
If you get involved with God, God gets involved with you. Joshua chapter 1, 3 to 4. "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. Every place I attempt to step out and act on it is already mine. From the wilderness of Lebanon, as far as the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea in the west, shall be your territory." What's that about? What country is that? That's Israel. Gunner, that's Israel. In the map, Israel isn't that big. It's not a big country like USA. But it's a rich country. Do you know why? Why Israel is a rich country?
They're God's chosen people.
Okay, yeah, let me say this first. Because they got involved with God, the people began to walk out and claim God's promise. People worked together. They served each other. They prayed for each other. They got what I call miracles of involvement. Amen. Sisters and brothers, we can have the miracle of involvement. We can be like the people of Israel. We can claim to be the people of God. We can claim God's promise. We can work together. We can serve each other and receive God's blessing. Glory to God. And here's another thing. There is investment in involvement. Acts chapter 2, 45. And they shared their possessions and goods and distributed them to all as any had need. As people of God, we have investment. We get involved with God so other people would be liberated for Jesus Christ. Investing our time for the Lord by involvement is very important in the eyes of God. God knows. God knows what we have. God knows what we don't have. The longer time we spend with God, the bigger investment we draw from Him. The more time we spend with God, the bigger interest we get. And that's what it is with God. That's what God is doing to us. And I see a lot of us have invested involvement. We get involved with God no matter what's going on around us. We invest our future with God. We keep coming. We keep serving. We keep singing our songs of praise in the name of Jesus. One last thing to say. Do you know why Jesus cursed? Why Jesus cursed the fig tree? Why the fig tree was cursed? The fig tree was cursed because it wasn't giving its fruit for the purpose of God. And why the servant who was given one talent didn't invest his talent? And what happened to him? He was cast out and got nothing. And why Judas took his own life? Because he misunderstood Jesus. He thought Jesus cannot forgive him of his sins. He didn't call out the name of Jesus. Judas missed everything. Oh, sisters and brothers, don't miss it. There is power. There is power when we call out God's in Jesus' name. And God will respond immediately. God gets involved with us easily. Keep calling the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. Keep asking in Jesus' name. Sing for the Lord in His name. I'm going to sing a hymn, number 380. And I just want to sing the refrain. Dwayne, give me 380. And just the refrain only. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Sing it with me. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Let us pray. Father, we pray for a special outpouring of Your power and of Your love. We're calling out Your name, Lord. You have said whatever we ask in Your name will be given to us. I am declaring the presence, authority, and power of Jesus. The power to heal. The power of strength. The power of prosperity. The power of provision of anything we need. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.